hypothesis testing, and confidence intervals. A first interpretation of the test. As an example, we can consider a binomial distribution, or an error probability. So say we have a null hypothesis that we want to test. H0, the error probability is 1%. In other words, the number of errors x over n tests is the quantity we consider here. That is a binomially distributed variable with n trials and success probability p. And what H0 says in this case is that the success probability p is equal to 0.01. And that's the hypothesis we want to test. Let's consider a 5% probability of type 1 error. So we want to rig the test so that the probability of making a type 1 error when the hypothesis is true is exactly 5%. So remember that number. We decided on a probability threshold for type 1 errors. That is because the type 1 errors are the serious ones. So we want to limit them. It is important to limit them. That means, symbolically, that P of type 1 errors, the probability of the event of a type 1 error occurring, is bounded by alpha. This alpha is what we call the level of significance in statistics. So in the example, that level of significance was set to 5%. Alpha is equal to 0.05. And that level of significance is a key term in hypothesis testing. Now, let's take a step back to the confidence interval. I hope you still are familiar with the confidence interval for a binomial proportion. That's the formula. You have a point estimate, a p hat, which is the error rate. And the confidence interval is a certain margin given by this expression around p hat. P hat minus and p hat plus this expression. And we expect the true value p to be inside the interval prior to calculating the interval. So that gives us a confidence interval with a lower bound, which we call p hat 0, and an upper bound, which we call p hat 1. The confidence interval is associated with a level of confidence, which we usually denote beta. And that is 1 minus alpha equals 95%. So alpha is the probability of falling outside the confidence interval, and beta is the probability of falling inside. And it's no coincidence that I use the letter alpha just like I did for the level of significance. It is the same alpha. When we have such a confidence interval with 95% level of confidence, it means that with 95% probability, P is at least as large as P naught hat and no larger than hat P1. That means that if H0 is true, the true value of P is 0.01, and with 95% probability, 0.01 is inside the confidence interval. So that gives us the basis for running a test. If we now run the test, observe an error rate, hat P. If our hypothesized value, 0.01, falls inside the confidence interval, then H0 is plausible. That is what we expect to happen when H0 is true. If, however, 0.01 is smaller than the lower bound or larger than the upper bound, then H0 is not plausible. That should only exceptionally happen if H0 is true. Therefore, we reject H0. And we say that we reject H0 with a significance level 5%. And again, that 5% is obtained by taking the confidence level subtracting that from 1. 100 minus 95%. That gives you 5%, the level of significance. So it's time to summarize. First, let's stress this link between the level of confidence and the level of significance. We write beta for the confidence level, and that's what we use for estimation, interval estimation. We write alpha for the significance level, and that's what we use for hypothesis testing. But when you add those together, you will get 100%. And a confidence interval with a confidence level of beta gives rise to hypothesis test with significance level alpha. There is a strong connection between hypothesis testing and the confidence interval. The hypothesized value is expected to be inside the confidence interval. If it is not, we reject the null hypothesis. And the confidence level for the confidence interval, beta, is closely related to the significance level, alpha. Alpha is equal to 1 minus beta, and beta is equal to 1 minus alpha. And we should say confidence level beta is related to the significance level alpha. Thank you.